This is Synthesis Technologies Hackathon 2020. Hashtag tech for good. Hashtag Synthesis Technologies.
Chant Duplessis joining us in our makeshift studio. He is the head of digital and emerging technologies. That sounds very, very scary, but never mind that. Tell us about the spirit of a hackathon. What is it about a hackathon that captures imagination somewhat differently?
Good morning, Howard. Thanks for having me. So for me, a hackathon is about creating things. It's about building. It's about art. I think it showcases something that's very important in delivering software, and that's a bias for action, which is also very important when you're talking about innovation. How do you embrace new technologies? How do you embrace something that changes all the time? And I think the key there is to experiment with it, to build it. I see a lot of companies get stuck in planning, analysis, and just a fear of change. And I think hackathon is a good showcase, like what can happen if you just let builders build, if you just let someone create something, just out of the sheer passion and joy of it. And that for me, it's beautiful to see. It's magic.
So what's interesting to me is I've always had this impression, and I think a lot of people might have as well, is that technology people are very sort of mathematically based, unimaginative. We almost think of perhaps unkindly as accountants, with our personality. In fact, it's exactly the opposite, because I've noticed in my experience is actually technology people are very creative, and that's something that you mentioned before. It's actually a form of art, because what you're doing is, as I would do with words, technology people do with code. They build things. They build towers, and they're building something very practical, because they're changing the world.
No, I agree 100%. That's the fundamental assumption I think I'd like to challenge, is that building or delivering software is closer to the engineering process. That's the assumption everyone makes, and I think I don't buy into that. I think it's way more close to a creative act, right, and an iterative act. And I think once you change that fundamental assumption, your whole world about software delivery changes. How you run it, how you create a process around it, and you can definitely look at games that's been developed. If you look at the teams who spend years and years creating this, if you start seeing that as a piece of art, it's really amazing what they create. It's very innovative. They push boundaries all the time. And you're really creating something out of nothing. So absolutely, it's creative.
And of course, it's trite to say it, but technology has completely changed our world, and provides solutions that other areas couldn't possibly imagine.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's not used enough. If you're talking about this hackathon where we focused on gender-based violence, I think crime, a lot of problems in South Africa. Technology can help us a lot, and we're not using it to its potential.
Why do you think that is?
A fear, definitely, is one thing, and then also maybe capability and knowledge. You know, it's not something that you can pick up quickly. It's something that you have to have a lot of base to build on and create. So it takes a lot of effort to get to a place where you can use technology well.
And where do you think we are in South Africa in terms of capabilities when it comes to technology?
So I can speak if just from a recruiting based Synthesis, it's so hard for us to find people. So and if you look at all the other industries in South Africa, you know, it's overcrowded. But if you talk about technology, it's very hard to find skills. So I think South Africa still has a long way to go. And it's a great area where we can hopefully invest more creating skills. And there's some good initiatives out there already. But definitely it's a scarce skill.
Yeah. So I think in South Africa, the thing, a lot of parents will push their kids to go for careers where they feel like there's a lot of money. So does technology have a lot of money? Can you?
Yeah, I think that just the fact that there's more jobs for it. So I think it is a good area to push your kids to. But I think, as like I also have two boys, and I think about this a lot. We as parents, we tend to think about how it was when we grew up, right? Whereas the traditional, let's choose a career and stick to it and get a degree. And I just think the future is way different, right? I think you need to be very adaptable. So it's really difficult for parents this day and age, but you have to be able to reskill all the time. So picking a career, like, is it technology or accounting? I don't know if that's going to be valid in 10 years from now.
And as you say, I think there's a lot of fear involved with that, because it's much easier to know that you're going to be, your child is going to be a something, rather than say, well, okay, you know, study technology and let's see where the world takes you.
Yes.
It is very, very scary as a parent, because you want to give your kids some form of predictability, but in fact, it's a complete fallacy, unfortunately, today. Very, very interesting indeed. We don't have a lot of time, but just your thoughts on using technology to tackle the issue of gender-based violence here in South Africa.
So I think a lot can be done if you just organize the data. And technology is probably the best way to do that. If we have better data so that we can do early warning kind of systems and try and get better at predicting where, that is one area where I think technology can help a lot. And then the other area is connecting.
Mm-hmm.
So if people suffer from gender-based violence or are a victim of it, if they can be connected to the right help in an easier way and just be empowered with this network effect, maybe other victims or whatever the case may be, I think that connection is something that can be achieved by technology as well.
Because it is very, very empowering, and I think that's what technology can provide, is it provides something of huge immense power to each individual. So very, very interesting indeed. We're going to continue this conversation. That is Chantu Duplessis. He's head of Digital and Emerging Technologies, talking to us about the spirit of the hackathon, embracing tech through building, expand, experimenting. Chantu Duplessis, thank you for that. We're going to go to a song. We'll be back just after this.